Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, happy 4th. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. And feeling pretty darn good. I have really assembled a plethora of information about the 4th of July, what's going on around here nationally, all around the world. So you're going to be thoroughly entertained this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, tonight the night sky will come alive along the waterfront as Pensacola's 4th of July celebration gets underway. Bring along that radio. Cat Country 98.7 will provide synchronized music to the explosions. Fireworks on Pensacola Beach engage at 9 on Quiet Water Beach. That's over the boardwalk there. City of Milton's big fireworks show over the Blackwater launches at 9. The 4th annual fireworks extravaganza at Cross Faith Church, that's up in Molino, also begins at 9. And in Jay, fireworks will get underway between 8:45 and 9 p.m.
All right, and AAA ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day weekend. We let you know about this yesterday, but it never hurts to have other reminders. The Auto Club is activating its Tow to Go program. The free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride home. The program begins at 6 p.m. tonight, just a couple hours from now, and continues through 6 a.m. Monday morning. If you need help, call 855, the number 2, and then spell out T-O-W, number 2, G-O. So that should come out as 855-2-TOW-2-GO.
All right. Story number three this afternoon. Unlike people, pets do not like the noise and explosion with tonight's 4th of July celebration. Fireworks can cause a great deal of stress for the pets. A few tips for tonight. Don't take your pet to the fireworks show. That's the first and foremost right. idea. Don't leave your pet in the hot car if you do attend a show. Keep the pets indoors. Turn on the radio or TV as a distraction. Never leave pets unattended outside. Now, if you do, make sure they're on a leash and make sure your pet has proper ID tags or even better, microchipped. 4:15, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in and looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads. Luckily, there's not much to dig into. We do have some backups on Pensacola Beach. This is going to be, or rather, on the bridge leading to Pensacola Beach. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze heading on to the beach, we do have some backups there. Same with the Navarre Beach Bridge as well. If you're coming from Navarre onto the beach there, we do have some backups in those areas. Luckily, outside of those spots, not much is holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 92 degrees. It's going to be a low of 77 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to have some rainfall chances. They get up a pretty decent amount on Sunday, about 60% chance. Saturday and Sunday's highs are both over 90 degrees, just like today's is. And now it's time for your history of the Blue Angels.
In 1976, the Blue Angels were kept busy taking part in air shows across the country. America was in the midst of the year-long bicentennial celebration, and the Blue Angels were in great demand. June 15th of 76 was also the 30th anniversary of the very first performance of the Blue Angels. During the 76 season, the squadron flew 80 shows, including a huge 4th of July performance at NAS Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. The season ended on October 21st, with their homecoming show on board NAS Pensacola. The following season began tragically, with the loss of a plane and pilot during winter training at El Centro. Lieutenant Niall Kraft was flying in the number 6 jet when his plane went down. Because there wasn't enough time before the start of the season to select and train a new pilot, Lieutenant Vance Parker, who had flown in 74 and 75, returned to the Blue Angels for the remainder of the year. The Blue Angels passed a special milestone on October 8, 1977 in Atlanta when they flew their 2,000th public demonstration. During the 1980 season, the Blue Angels performed their breathtaking air shows in 48 U.S. cities plus Canada and Puerto Rico. It was after an April show in Puerto Rico that they added life-saving to their list of accomplishments. While en route to their home base in Pensacola, Fat Albert, the C-130 transport plane, heard a Mayday distress call come over the radio. A 10-seater civilian plane was far from shore and desperately low on fuel. Worse, they were lost and couldn't find any land on which to put down the plane. Though in contact with the Miami control tower, they were unable to get a radar position to guide them to safety. If they weren't found quickly, they would certainly crash at sea. So Fat Albert veered off course to search for the lost plane. Once the small craft was sighted, Fat Albert flew in close to escort her to a small island with an airstrip. The lost plane touched down with less than 3 minutes of fuel remaining in her tanks. Fat Albert, having saved the lives of all on board, flew home. I'll be back with more after this.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is rolling into Pensacola for a blowout weekend, July 4th through 7th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. They're clearing everything out. Hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges with savings up to 50% off. Many models available for immediate delivery and zero down interest-free financing for those who qualify. Inventory is limited. It's first come, first served. So don't miss out this weekend only at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
One of Pensacola's native sons flies with the Blue Angels. Then tragedy strikes. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andy McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
421 News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on today. Happy 4th of July to you. Florida officials urging residents to use caution while lighting their own fireworks this 4th. Here's the latest from Brian Arondo.
Dr. Patrick Mularoney with Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Pete says they often see children come to the emergency room because of sparklers.
There's no running around with sparklers because you could get burned.
Firefighters are reminding you not to ignite anything else and always have a bucket of water or a hose nearby to put fireworks out. Fireworks leave a lot of debris and trash to clean up, especially when people set them off in open public spaces. Cleanup volunteers say they're going to try to get out to those common trash spots fast so it doesn't end up polluting our waterways. But bottom line here, they want everyone to be safe and enjoy the holiday. Reporting in Tampa, Brianna Arredondo, Fox News.
And 200 active duty Marines are going to Florida to help federal immigration and customs enforcement officers. It's the latest use of the military by the Trump administration to assist ICE after the president sent 4,000 National Guard and 700 Marines to California in response to protests. The Pentagon said last month that it plans to deploy 700 troops to Florida, Louisiana, and Texas.
Happy birthday, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. I just want to give you a couple of stories around some of these detention centers that we're talking about here in the state. Florida's opening another, its second, immigration processing center. The state is planning to hold detainees at the facility in Camp Blanding. This also is a main training base for the Florida National Guard. DeSantis says if the state plans on opening a third detention center, it would be in the panhandle. And while we're talking about these facilities, Florida Democratic lawmakers tried to enter the new detention center, Alligator Alcatraz. This happened on Thursday. As the first group of detainees arrived, here's Samantha Sosa from Fox 7.
A group of state senators and representatives tried to enter for an official visit to inspect the property. Citing Florida Statute 944.23 and 951.225, despite the law, they were turned away. The back and forth getting contentious. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump was allowed into the facility and given a tour. Lawmakers voicing concerns about how this facility was made and who's coming here. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security appears to be distancing itself from the facility. It says no federal money has been authorized or directed to Alligator Alcatraz. The detention center has an estimated $450 million annual cost.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio, 92.3. Temps hovering around that 90-degree mark about now, isn't it, Austin?
Yeah, last read was 92.
Okay, we're going to check in with Austin in just a few minutes here. He'll have that forecast for this evening. A beautiful forecast, may I add, for tonight's fireworks. And a pretty nice-looking couple of day forecast. It gets a little iffy on Sunday, but Austin will talk about that in just a minute. Free rides are being offered in the nation's capital tonight in hopes of reducing drunk driving. Well, Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
From 4 p.m. today through 4 a.m. Saturday, the Washington Regional Alcohol Program will give people free Lyft rides up to $15 in value. You do need to get a code from rap.com/soberride and then enter the code into the Lyft app. RAP offers such services on lots of different holidays and claims to have provided more than 97,000 free rides since 1991 in the D.C. area. A few other cities are offering sober ride programs tonight, including in Hampton Roads, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Frederick County, Maryland. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, let me take you over to the Windy City now. Americans nationwide heading out to celebrate the 4th this evening. Carolyn Elliott is reporting from North Avenue Beach in Chicago.
We are seeing rain on and off this morning, but you're still seeing some families out here celebrating the 4th of July. After all, we do know that most of America has the 4th of July off from work today, and a lot of families are celebrating here at the beach, some even getting here as early as 8 a.m. this morning to start the celebration first thing this morning. But some U.S. cities started this party even earlier, with fireworks shows starting around the country yesterday. Lucky for us, though, this year, the 4th of July falls on a Friday, giving us not only a three-day weekend, but also even more time to celebrate with friends and family.
425, as I promised you, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. Visit insect.net today. All right, not too much going on our main roads here. That's typically how it is for holidays, but we do have some heavy backups heading over the bridge, trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, and we did have similar problems trying to get over the bridge to Navarre Beach, but those issues have seemingly subsided for now. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we told you just a few minutes ago, 92 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 77 tonight. Going to see some rainfall chances creep into play for your weekend, especially on Sunday. Going to hit as high as 60% as of our current chances right now. Saturday's high is going to be 93, with Sunday's high being a slightly lower 91.
Yeah, I knew it was in the 90s. It was a pretty warm afternoon, continues to be so. Well, you know, meteorologists are keeping an eye on the tropics this afternoon, as, of course, hurricane season is well underway. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel keeping an eye on the weather and what's going on with it.
The hurricane hunters are on their way to check out that big area of thunderstorms off the southeast coast of the U.S., and we'll find out later today if we have something as far as a tropical depression or a subtropical depression, or maybe nothing at this point, nothing organized. Regardless of what we have, the impacts later Saturday and Sunday along the Carolina beaches remain the same. Locally heavy rainfall totals may top 3-4 inches and gusty winds over 30 miles an hour on the beaches. We are also headed that way on the Fox Weather Beast. We'll be back live with you first thing tomorrow morning from Folly Beach, South Carolina. Stay with Fox Weather for the latest. On I-95 in Georgia, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And police in Bethany Beach, Delaware, are looking for the person who shot fireworks into a crowd of bystanders. The incident happened Wednesday in the area of Garfield Parkway. That's where someone aimed a mortar-type firework into the middle of a group of people along the beach, hitting several of them. Cops chased the suspect, but he managed to escape.
Okay, just taking you around the country a little bit here and let you know what's happening in different cities. New York City officials wrapping up security ahead of the Macy's fireworks show this 4th. That's going to be happening in just a few hours. Nate Foy is reporting he's on the streets of Manhattan.
The Department of Homeland Security is working with the FBI as well as state and local law enforcement to ensure that everybody celebrates America safely today, especially here in New York, where the Macy's fireworks show is set to happen tonight. The largest fireworks show in the entire country. 80,000 fireworks shells will be fired from barges in the East River with 30 different colors, projection mapping of the Brooklyn Bridge. It's going to be a great show, but safety is the priority. And the DHS says there are no specific or credible threats in New York or anywhere else in the country, telling Fox News, quote, "We are enhancing security measures and coordinating intelligence sharing to proactively address potential risk, including, as you mentioned, those from lone wolf actors."
All right. And this is could be funny or pathetic, depending on your perspective. I think it's a mix of both. Federal immigration agents were caught on camera urinating on the grounds of a Southern California high school. Happened last month at Ruben Salazar High in Pico Rivera. El Rancho Unified School District officials say ICE agents are seen on school surveillance video entering the school property without permission and then appear to be relieving themselves outside near a storage unit. The district has sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem demanding an investigation.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's got too much time on their hands.
I mean, goodness, what's wrong with people?
Okay, here's a good one. I like this good story. President Trump met with former Hamas hostage Eden Alexander yesterday.
Okay.
Christina Coleman has the details for you.
The 21-year-old American Israeli is from New Jersey, and he was the last known living American hostage in Gaza. He was serving in the Israeli military when he was captured during Hamas's October 7th attack in 2023. Alexander was just 19 years old at the time. After the Trump administration worked to secure his freedom, Alexander was released in May. He spent 584 days in captivity and says he was treated better after Trump won the presidential election.
And El Salvador's president disputing claims that Kilmar Abrego Garcia was tortured in prison. Abrego Garcia was living in Maryland when the Trump administration said it deported him by accident last March. In court papers filed Wednesday, his lawyers claimed Abrego Garcia was beaten and tortured during the nearly 3 months he spent in Salvadoran custody. On Thursday, though, that country's president disputed those claims and posted a 3.5-minute video showing Abrego Garcia in clean living quarters and taking part in outdoor activities.
Okay, family celebrating the 4th. Did you notice when you bought your food, prices were down somewhat? 30 cents? Lower than last year. This year's cookout favorites, including cheeseburger, chicken breasts, pork chops, homemade potato salad. Does this sound familiar? Did you get a chance to check that out?
Oh, yeah. I've had those wires.
Okay, but I didn't, so I'm looking forward to it. Hey, sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Both political parties plan to use the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill as campaign fodder for the midterms next year. Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
A recent poll does show 55% of voters oppose the bill, but the GOP is confident that individual parts of the legislation, like the tax cuts and no tax on tips, are popular. Meantime, the Democrats, they're planning to target vulnerable House Republicans, highlighting what cuts to Medicaid and food assistance will do to their districts.
For this Independence Day, Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke at a naturalization ceremony at George Washington's Mount Vernon home in Virginia.
57 years ago, when I came to this country, not my wildest dreams did I think about that one day this immigrant will be asked to lay a wreath at George Washington's tomb.
Over 100 new U.S. citizens were sworn in. Schwarzenegger is a naturalized citizen himself. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come on out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival. They're a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, Journey, AC/DC, The Doobie Brothers, and The B-52s. Catch it all at Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tonight the night sky will come alive along the waterfront as Pensacola's 4th of July celebration gets underway. Bring along your radio, as Cat Country 98.7 will provide synchronized music to the explosions. Fireworks on Pensacola Beach engage at 9 p.m. on the Quiet Water Beach Boardwalk. City of Milton's big fireworks show over the Blackwater launches at 9 p.m. The 4th Annual Fireworks Extravaganza at Cross Faith Church in Molino also begins at 9. And in Jay, fireworks will get underway between 8:45 and 9.
Okay, AAA, ready to assist stranded Florida drivers this Independence Day weekend? The Auto Club's activating its Tow2Go program. Free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride. Now, the program begins at 6 p.m., just about an hour, 25 minutes right now, and will continue through 6 a.m. on Monday. If you need help, here's the number to call. It's 855. These are numeric, 855, then numeric 2, then alpha T-O-W, numeric 2, and then alpha G-O, 2-TOW-2-GO. That's how that works out.
All righty, and your third top three story. Unlike people, pets don't like the noise and explosions with tonight's 4th of July celebration. Fireworks can cause a great deal of stress for pets. So a few tips for tonight. Do not take your pet to a fireworks show. Don't leave your pet in a hot car if you attend a show. Keep pets indoors and turn on the radio or TV as a distraction for them. Never leave pets unattended outside, but if you do, make sure they are on a leash and make sure your pet has proper ID tags.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Bayfront Parkway getting ready to close in just about probably 25 minutes, around 5 o'clock this afternoon in preparation for tonight's 4th of July celebration downtown. While getting there really shouldn't be too difficult, getting out later tonight could be your problem. Going to require a little more patience. PPD Mike Wood says officers will be stationed at major intersections and traffic lights will be synchronized.
We'll let everybody start flowing north and south at the same time, and then we'll switch east and west at the same time. So we'll get everybody out of there as quickly as we can. Just please be patient, and please do not drink and drive. Unfortunately, every year after the fireworks show, there are some DUI arrests, and we'd like to be able to report next week that we had none.
Ooh, I see that being far-fetched, but I'm hopeful. And Escambia County's Board of Commissioners meet next week, and they'll be reviewing an agreement with the Santa Rosa Island Authority to provide fire services on the island for direct payment from the SRIA, who voted recently to raise lease fees to avoid potentially huge MSBU increases. The county had been reviewing options for funding fire service, including MSBU increases that could have hit beach residents hard. The SRIA approved the lease fee increase in a 4-2 vote last month.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Washington Nationals outfielder James Wood became the third player to announce his participation in the Home Run Derby. And then he went out and left the yard against the Tigers.
It hit the very top. And it might have hit the top and gone into the flowers. And let's put it this way. See you later.
That was courtesy of MASN as Wood hit an opposite field solo home run that just got out in the second inning as the Nationals defeated Detroit 11-7. It was the 23rd home run of the season for Wood, who will compete in the Home Run Derby on July 14th at Truist Park in Atlanta, joining Mariners catcher Kyle Raleigh and Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. Staying in baseball, Dodgers fans can breathe a sigh of relief as third baseman Max Muncy has avoided a serious injury. Muncy told reporters Thursday that he could miss 6 weeks after being placed on the injured list with a bone bruise in his left knee. The injury occurred Wednesday night against the White Sox when Michael A. Taylor, who was attempting to steal a base in the sixth inning, collided with Muncy. Muncy, a two-time All-Star, hit .333 with seven home runs in the month of June. In boxing news, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is being processed for expedited removal from the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Chavez, a Mexican citizen, has an active arrest warrant in Mexico for his involvement in organized crime and trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives. Chavez entered the U.S. legally on a B-2 tourist visa, but he stayed past its expiration date of February 2024 and also made fraudulent statements on his application to become a lawful permanent resident. Chavez was arrested in Studio City, California on Wednesday, days after the former middleweight champion lost to Jake Paul. And in the NBA, the Lakers have re-signed free agent center Jackson Hayes to a one-year deal, according to ESPN. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Morgan.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, the NBA Summer League slate kicks off this weekend. The Heat, Lakers, Spurs, and Warriors will take part in the California Classic from July 5th to the 8th. The Grizzly, Jazz, 76ers, and Thunder will simultaneously participate in the Salt Lake City Summer League. All 30 teams will descend on Las Vegas for the NBA 2K26 Summer League, which will run from July 10th to 20th.
439 News Radio 92.3 tips around 92, not a sunshine. Hope you're having a great 4th of July. Thanks a lot for letting us share it with you. Joe Morgan's staying pretty busy this afternoon. A soccer player has been charged with serious crimes. He's following that story for you.
President Trump says there will be events across the country at national parks and monuments in honor of next year's America 250 celebrations.
We're going to have a UFC fight, think of this, on the grounds of the White House.
The president did not announce a date for that event, but says UFC founder Dana White will have a facility built to host 20 or 25,000 people.
So we're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events. But the UFC fight's going to be a big deal.
President Trump has received rousing ovations sitting ringside at UFC fights, including one shortly after winning the 2024 election and another last month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
British police say former Arsenal midfielder Thomas Partey has been charged with 5 counts of rape and 1 count of sexual assault. The investigation was opened in February of 2022, with the 5 rape charges related to 2 different women. While Partey's lawyer told Britain's Press Association he, quote, denies all the charges against him. Partey's contract with Arsenal expired at the end of last season, and he is a free agent after joining the Premier League club in 2020. He's expected to appear in court on Tuesday, August 5th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Mark Ryan with the Sports Minute. Luis Ortiz of the Cleveland Guardians and Malik Beasley of the Detroit Pistons are 2 athletes being investigated for suspicious betting activity around their play. And while all athletes know the rules, I'm bothered that the leagues are escaping blame on all of this. They have allowed gambling to be as pervasive as air and water, and they're out here dropping player bans when they've placed the cookie jar right in front of the athletes. Who could have seen this coming? I'm Mark Ryan.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Competitive eating is a 4th of July tradition unlike any other. Joe Morgan has the details.
Joey Chestnut is back at the top of the mountain.
The Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
That was courtesy of ESPN as Chestnut won his 17th Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. blowing away the competition by eating 70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Despite his incredible performance, Chestnut still fell short of the record he set 4 years ago, where he inhaled 76 hot dogs. The superstar made his return to the competition after not participating last year due to a contract dispute. On the women's side, defending champion Miki Sudo won her 11th title, downing 33 dogs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And hazmat debris from the January wildfires in L.A. County has been dumped in non-hazardous landfills. State and local records show federal contractors sent truckloads of asbestos-tainted debris to landfills in Simi Valley, Agora, and Sylmar. An environmental chemical corporation official tells the L.A. Times that a lapse in asbestos protocols led to the improper disposal in February and March.
Today's been just a very special day. I do hope you had a good one yourself. Your safety, of course, important on the 4th of July, especially when it comes to this evening's fireworks. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says nearly 15,000 people were treated for firework-related injuries in emergency rooms last year, and 11 people died. Some tips include not allowing young children to play with fireworks, even sparklers. They burn at a temperature of around 2,000 degrees. The commission also suggests never trying to relight or pick up fireworks that have not fully ignited, and to keep a bucket of water or a garden hose around just in case. You can get more tips at cpsc.gov, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And we've been talking about gluttony, whether it be competitive eating or the barbecuing or whatever. But for those who may be interested, salad may not be the first food item that comes to mind on the 4th of July, but don't count it out because today is National Caesar Salad Day. Of all days, it's considered one of the most popular salads out there. I believe that.
I love salads.
I do not.
Oh, it's just one of those great days.
But this is what America's about. Democracy and free thinking.
Democracy, free thinking, and a great salad. 445 News Radio 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic and a serious discussion about salads.
Yes, absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Got those backups ramping back up again. If you are coming over the Navarre Beach Bridge trying to get onto the beach, we do have some backups there and still got our issues if you're coming over the bridge trying to get onto Pensacola Beach as well. But outside of those two bridges, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather on a local scale, it's 92 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to be pretty toasty as well. Highs of 93 and 91 respectively. But we are going to have some rain chances creeping up throughout the weekend as well. Sunday's currently expected to be as high as 60%.
You were going to use the word pop-up showers, aren't we?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I thought that was our vocabulary word of the weekend.
Especially pop-up on Saturday. On Saturday, it's only 30%.
There you go. Okay, weather. So nice to talk about. We'll be easy on folks looking forward to tonight's celebrations. Not only here in Pensacola, with our great fireworks celebrations. Of course, you can hear it on Cat Country 98.7. They'll be putting the music to the explosions tonight. Also, there's celebrations down in Southwest Florida. Robert Ray is in Fort Myers at this very minute with more.
We thought the 4th of July, Independence Day, America's 249th birthday, would be a washout here in Southwest Florida. Not so much. Well, we woke up with all of those storms coming into Naples, Bonita Beach, and Fort Myers Beach. But it's all cleared and the festivities are rocking. And by the way, new businesses are opening on Fort Myers Beach since the decimation of so many of them nearly 3 years ago after Hurricane Ian's storm surge and winds ruined many of these pockets in Southwest Florida. So an exciting day as many beachgoers are out. Folks are on the water and looking forward to fireworks here on July 4th on Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Warren Buffett donated another $6 billion of Berkshire Hathaway shares to the Gates Foundation and four family charities, his biggest annual donation since he began giving away his fortune nearly two decades ago. The donation of roughly 12.36 million Berkshire Class B shares boosted Buffett's overall giving to the charities to well over $60 billion. He donated 9.43 million shares to the Gates Foundation alone. Luckin Coffee, the fast-growing chain that beat Starbucks at its own game in China, is entering the United States. Its first two U.S. locations opened this week in New York City, marking a ramping up of competition against Starbucks and other coffee giants that have successfully built a loyal following and targeting Gen Z drinkers with TikTok-worthy drinks at affordable prices. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, we're going to check out the mortgage numbers. Haven't spoken about that. You know what? A little higher, but not so bad. Here it is. Mortgage rates are slightly higher today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage around 6.75%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.98%. And you know, Austin, as America celebrates its 249th birthday, the military is celebrating a serious uptick in recruiting. Now you're talking some good news here.
Yeah.
Here's Kevin Urensky.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Space Force have all reached yearly recruiting goals well ahead of schedule. Pentagon Chief Spokesman Sean Parnell.
Enthusiasm to serve is at all-time highs.
He says recruiting is reaching levels not seen in 30 years. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin had this message while appearing earlier this week on Fox and Friends.
If you want to look just beyond yourself and you want to be part of a winning team in a game that really matters, and that's national defense, come join the Air Force.
Parnell says the country should remember on this Independence Day and every day.
Our freedom is ensured by the men and women in uniforms spanning here at home and across the globe.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And UPS is offering buyouts to delivery drivers as part of what the company is calling a reconfiguration. A statement yesterday said full-time drivers can get a generous financial package for leaving the company, along with any earned retirement benefits. The union that represents drivers calls the plan an illegal violation of a contract agreement to create more than 22,000 jobs.
Well, it's about that time of year to fire up the grill, of course, get those floaties in the pool. And Fox's John Saucier says enjoying those days of summer will cost you a little bit less this year.
Jump in. What a summer for a pool party, especially since the cost of throwing one has come down. Consumer data provider Numerator did an analysis for the Associated Press, finding the items you'll need for your swimming are down to the lowest level since 2020. When you get hungry, that's when the costs go up. Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute says the classic July 4th cookout is actually up 2.2% more than last year. When you eat the food, don't forget to wait 30 minutes before getting back in the pool. John Saucier, Fox News.
And police in Riverside are using high-tech drones to crack down on illegal fireworks. A detective named Cole Tuggle says that when they get word of illegal fireworks being used or a lead about suspected illegal fireworks, the drone is sent out. He says it has night vision, flare technology, great zoom capability, and can detect people lighting pyrotechnics during the day or night with a heat indicator. The drone can get to the scene in just minutes. So it looks like some places in America are taking those illegal fireworks very seriously.
All right, News Radio 92.3, check your fridge. That's right. Get up or drive home. Check it out real quick. Kraft Heinz has issued a recall on a pretty big number here, 367,000 pounds of cooked turkey bacon products. This is due to possible listeria contamination. The recall affects turkey bacon that was produced between April 24th, 2025, and June 11th, 2025. Consuming food contaminated with listeria can cause serious infections, particularly in people with weakened immune systems.
Ouch.
There's the warning. And now you've been told.
Tax credits for electric vehicles will expire September 30th under the sweeping spending bill passed this week by Congress. That includes the $7,500 credit for buying or leasing a new electric vehicle and the $4,000 credit for used EVs. A Harvard University analysis estimated ending the credits will save the government about $170 billion over a decade while reducing electric vehicle market penetration by 6%. Knocking on the door of 4:52 here, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this July 4th edition of News Radio 92.3.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I ain't never gonna change my tune when I'm back on top
in the month of June. I said that's life. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Stop it.
And I like Frank Sinatra's version of that as well. Really good stuff. 4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, he's ready. He's all ready to go. Here he has the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. You want to give it to us? I know you've got a nice forecast for tonight.
I do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, only got 2 spots really giving us trouble. If you're coming over the bridge trying to get onto Pensacola Beach from Gulf Breeze, we do have some backups there. Also have some trying to get onto Navarre Beach over that bridge. Outside of those couple of spots, there's not much holding you up, though. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 92 degrees. Going to be pretty toasty, but that's okay. Low of 77 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances creep in tomorrow, 30% chance throughout the day, and then it's going to creep up to 60% on Sunday. Highs on Saturday and Sunday going to both, similarly to today, be over 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Sliding in those pop-up showers, are you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, are you heading to Paris this summer? Maybe grabbing the family together, jumping on the plane? And I know they're having new nonstop service from Orlando, Air France, starting in a couple of days. Mm. But if you're heading to Paris, here's what I want you to do. Bring along a lot. Can I stress that more? A lot of patience.
Okay.
Air traffic controller strike happening over there, and it has messed flights up to and from over and about France. So just be under assumption here that it may take you a little bit longer than usual. Carmen Roberts has the story.
Tens of thousands of airline passengers have been scrambling to rearrange travel plans at the height of the summer travel season as a French air traffic controller strike causes flight cancellations across the country, including at all Paris airports. Disruptions started hitting airports Thursday and intensified Friday, with the National Civil Aviation Authority warning disruptions and long delays are to be expected at all French airports. Ryanair alone canceled more than 400 flights, impacting 70,000 passengers, and called on the EU to reform air traffic rules. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the rapper known as Trippie Redd, Chris, I know you're a fan of him, he was arrested in Miami at Miami International Airport. The man, whose real name is Michael White, was taken into custody on an active warrant out of Miami-Dade County. He was attempting to board a flight to France at the time of the incident. White was booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center.
He would have saved a lot of time if he would have just listened to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with his name, Michael White? There's nothing wrong with it.
He wasn't stuck at that airport.
Hey, Mike. Hello, what's your name? Mr. Trippy Red.
Yeah.
Very classy. Got to tell you that. Hey, that song you heard from the new band you discovered might not be real. AI stepping in again. Here's Eben Brown.
An indie band amassing hundreds of thousands of streams on Spotify seems to be getting quite the following. But while the Velvet Sundown released two albums of their melodic emotional rock, they might not even be real. Nobody seems to know for sure. Photos of the band look highly airbrushed or even conjured up as digital art. The matter is highlighting the ease by which AI-based apps like Suno can create full songs based on a text prompt. A user can ask for a ballad based on one's resume in classic country, or create a freestyle and hip-hop greeting card like Ode to One's Spouse, all in mere seconds. Eben Brown, Fox News.
You know, I've heard stuff like this, but I'm surprised it's fooled that many people.
Yeah, it probably has. I wouldn't doubt that. Okay, foreign tours. They may not be very happy to us about this issue. They could be paying more money to enter U.S. national parks. This is under a new plan by President Trump. Jared Halpern, he's at the White House with more information on it.
Ahead of celebrations and events marking the country's 250th anniversary next year, President Trump says he'll raise entrance fees for foreign tourists to help fund improvements at national parks.
The national parks will be about America first. We're going to take it America first for the national parks.
The president announcing that executive order at a rally in Des Moines. The order also directs the National Park Service to ensure U.S. residents get priority access for any permits or reservation systems. The administration says increasing fees for foreign visitors will fuel investments in the parks, reduce maintenance backlogs, and increase conservation projects. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, CNN is backtracking on another, what they say, batch of lies. The liberal network has now retracted its claim that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, they weren't briefed on President Trump's Iran strikes. Trump administration confirming today all governmental leaders were informed and updated in advance of those strike levels. Officials called the CNN report more fake news, confirming the White House did make the bipartisan courtesy calls. Coming up, 12 minutes, we'll have more news on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.